Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of August 11th through the 18th. And looking into this week ahead, we have some big things coming. Seems like I say that a lot lately. I think the world's been crazy lately, but hey, the week ahead is going to be another big one. So here are the highlights for everybody. First of all, we have Saturn in the last throes of its retrograde. It went retrograde in the last week of March this year, and it is going to turn around and go direct on Saturday the 13th. And then it will be, you know, in direct motion, I think, until April of next year. So we may have been feeling held back a little bit where Saturn has been involved, or we may have been being asked to go back and deal with past limits or endings or responsibilities or whatever is going on with that older established person in our life, and try to tidy that up, set up structures that might support us, et cetera, tied to past or ongoing situations. So as of the 13th on Saturday, this turns around and we're now going to start to see things start to move forward, new opportunities, new situations, new possibly issues. Let's hope it's all good stuff. The next chapter is opening up with Saturn as we start from Saturday onward. So if you felt, you know, that you haven't had the energy to go after the things I'm going to describe here, you'll see that start to turn around. I do think that, you know, we have been going through this Saturn square Neptune since last fall. And so the minute that Saturn turns around and starts to go direct on Saturday, we are going to really see whatever that whole situation has been about really start to amplify. And it's going to be exactly 4 weeks until it's over. It completes its final square on September 10th, which is 4 weeks from Saturday. So, you know, really, really need to get serious. Saturn is a serious energy. It wants you to get real about something. And the area that it's been traveling in is Sagittarius. So you need to think about, you know, is there something legal that I need to move into the next level? Is there some obstacle I need to overcome? That could be, you know, setting up incorporation papers or filing a lawsuit or getting into law if you have an interest there, learning some new legal, you know, interest that you have. You know, I mean, there's a lot of legal things, right? So law is one of them. Education is another. Is there something now, you know, that you've been kind of thinking about that you would like to learn or that you would like to teach or you would like to get certified in? Is it time to go back to school? Is it time to open a shop in the educational field? This is time to start getting serious about it. And again, we're looking at in these 4 weeks that are going to come up, obstacles that you need to overcome this next chapter going forward. Media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, it's really the dissemination of information ideas out over the channels. So this is going to start moving forward as well. Push everybody that has any interest in that. Is it time to take that up a notch? What do you need to structure or get ambitious about or deal with those higher up authority types about in that area so that you can move forward into the next level. Expect challenges or to challenge yourself over these next 4 weeks and then for it to break free of that Saturn Neptune square and for that work to pay off. Next, travel or experiences that you want to have with people at a distance or foreign or global interests is an area that Sagittarius rules. So what do you need to be serious about that? Is there an older person at a distance you need to really take on some responsibilities about? Do you need to get ambitious about traveling or your global ideas, you know? So this is going to start to move forward as well. It rules ceremonies, so weddings are actually in this arena. So is it time to, you know, make a commitment to that wedding, or are you ambitious about getting into the wedding industry? Is there anything in the religious or political realm that you have an interest in getting serious with and moving to the next level? Because this has all been in a configuration in a square with Neptune, which has caused us not to see clearly in all of those areas since last fall, you've seen a lot of this playing out on the world stage. I've talked about it in a few of the shows, all the crazy political stuff and religious fanatical stuff and, you know, shocking crazy stuff that's been going on, you know, that we don't expect and don't see coming. It's been part of this massive configuration. The good news is that after 4 weeks from now, this configuration and these signs is not going to repeat for another 130 years. Yay. So in your own personal life, some of that, you know, not being able to completely see the whole picture here or having some karmic things that you're turning the corner with. It could be karmic relationships or karmic situations that you're either coming to the end of or you're needing to work out that next stage with has been part of the scenario. So as Saturn turns around to go direct on Saturday the 13th, it is go time, and I can't emphasize enough how important it is for you to take the serious qualities of the Saturn topic. I'm going to go, each sign is going to have a different area it's playing out in, that you, if there is something to overcome, if something needs to end, if something needs better structuring so you're supported, if something needs a commitment, if something needs, you know, for you to work out responsibilities in a way that is better for you or to get ambitious or deal with those higher up or older established types in the areas that I'm going to talk about. Obviously, the Sagittarius themes apply to all signs, but there's going to be an area that plays out for every sign. Then really put in the effort to take care of it over these next 4 weeks, because if you don't, then it's going to cause you more issues down the road. If you do, you're going to be, you know, it might be tough for 4 weeks. Then you're going to be like, oh, yay, okay? Now, I want to say one more thing in the general overview about Saturn before I move on. And that is that since Saturn got into Sagittarius again at the, you know, beginning or end of last year, and we've been dealing with it for this year so far, we have been seeing Saturn move through what's called the first decan of Sagittarius. So every sign is divided in 30 degrees. First decan is the first 10 degrees, and it's straight up double sag. So we've really just been focusing on those things that I'm talking about. When we get to 30th of this month, Saturn exits this first decan and moves into the second decan, the second 10 degrees. It's going to speed through there in 4 months. It'll be through that second decan by December 20th. And to give you guys some perspective, those of you guys that look back, the last time it went through the second decan of Sagittarius was November of 1986 to November of 1987. We had a whole year that time. We're going to have 4 months this time, okay? And so there's two reasons bringing it up now. One is to give you a little bit of preparatory time here to kind of think about how you want to hit those 4 months in that new decan, and to give you that perspective of where it was the last time that it happened. But the other is to just really give you that overview that, okay, here we are on the 13th. We've only got until the 30th left in this first decan. Again, even though we've got all the way till September 10th until this four-week period is over with the square to Neptune, it gets out of the first decan on August 30th. So, you know, again, super duper reason to be very serious and committed about what you need to do about those legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, travel, foreign, religious, political themes. Okay. What else can I say about that? I think that's it. Oh, no. Okay. La-di-da-di-da. Hey, we are in the shadow of the Mercury retrograde, so anything that I, mix up or mess up in the moment and then tell you about, you have to blame Mercury. And you guys are welcome to do that too. Okay, so when Saturn does move into that second beacon, it's going to be the Aries from August 30th to December 20th. And what that really means is that all of a sudden everybody out there is going to really we're going to be coming out of that hump. After we get past the 10th of September, and then we're really going to start to move into a stronger focus on the commitments we need to make to ourselves, to our bodies, our image, our brand, our name, our title, our identity in the situation that we're developing in those Sagittarian arenas. And so, therefore, it is going to become more, the mirror's kind of right there in front of your face for everybody during that time. I guess it's a good thing it's going to go by so quickly, 4 months. But it's going to be a really important time then to hone in on where you are in the story. And, Aries energy really motivates, gives a lot of passion and energy behind what can be accomplished then. So you can probably expect to be diving in physically into at least one or two of those themes and getting your mojo on with that. So that's your overview with Saturn. It turns around on this Saturday the 13th, so we are going to be ready to start moving on. And as far as all that global stuff that we've been witnessing, do expect to see some very interesting things playing out on the world stage between this Saturday the 13th and when the final square completes on September 10th. It's going to be quite the interesting thing to see. All right, so in the week ahead, besides Saturn, we have two other things that are going on that are really pretty big, too. One is that Venus is going to be all over the place. She is going to be seriously busy in this week ahead. She is going to square Saturn on Saturday, the day that it turns and goes direct. Then she's going to oppose Neptune on Sunday. Then she's going to come and sit with the North Node of Destiny on Tuesday. And then she's going to trine Pluto on Wednesday. I mean, that's a lot of Venus. So you guys can really expect to have a lot of personal interaction, either focused on a woman or your love relationships or the income opportunities that you are going after or whatever you're doing to beautify yourself or your world around you. And so as that kind of down, we're looking at, the square to Saturn going direct is really going to kind of show you the direction that's going to go. Because this is all happening through Virgo, you're really going to be, focused on the efforts you're putting in, the details, getting organized, the help in the situation, the people you're working with or hiring, paperwork if it needs to be signed, getting organized and cleaning up and dealing with animals if they're involved. So you're going to see whatever that big push is on Saturday as she comes up against Saturn. And for you guys that are, in tricky love situations, let it go on Saturday, okay? I would definitely say that it is not the day to push buttons with people that you are feeling like you're on shaky ground with. It's just not. I'm not going to elaborate on that one. Let it go. It gets better as the week progresses. Neptune with Venus will definitely open things up for you to, either kind of get behind the scenes with somebody or work out something through research or your artistic pursuits or the romance or the spirituality, maybe even healing or hospital situations that are going on. By Tuesday, when Venus sits with the North Node of Destiny, very powerful day for, intentionally deciding you're ready now to move towards that love or income opportunity via the work opportunities or the new direction you're going with your health or the paperwork you're ready to sign or, any of those Virgo themes. And there may be some event-oriented things happening that can kind of point the way for you, so pay attention to what's coming up on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday with the Venus alignment to Pluto, This is a very powerful day as well. This is a harmonic alignment, which is about helping you evolve a situation that is goal-oriented or focuses on your career or that higher-up person in the mix, and can definitely, you know, kind of change things for the better. So I've been to going deeper or going further in the situation on Wednesday. And then finally, in the week ahead, is the full moon on the 18th. The full moon is bringing our monthly climax for everybody, and it is in Aquarius. And so, you know, this is the time of the year when we see this peak experience in the Aquarian field and our big high point emotionally of the month. So we can either be celebrating something, we can be noting achievements or getting some kind of recognition or attention on that day, or we can be wrapping up a project we've been working on or ending something that we're over. It's that kind of climactic moment. And in Aquarius, there's several things here that focus on. It can be about your personal aspirations, so you want to work towards those in this week ahead because you could see something coming through or wrapping up then in a good way. It can be about some original project you're a part of. It can be about an invention. It can be about your freedom. So if you're sprinting for freedom, you might achieve that by Thursday the 18th. And then it rules all the social realm. So it is about your something big that could be happening with a friend, the group that you're trying to become a part of, the internet situation, website, whatever you're doing online. Whatever's going on with charities, astrology, social networking, gatherings, parties, events. And Aquarius is also kind of in charge of rebellion and revolution and you know, crazy causes, and maybe not a crazy cause, maybe a great cause, you know. So you can have something kind of peeking out in one of those areas as well. So that's our week, and it's like a load, isn't it? It's a load of stuff. Time. I'm just like, oh, my God, when are we going to have a mellow week? But anyways, I think we'll get a lot done in this week ahead. And I do think, if you've been feeling held back at all by Saturn, then it does start to move. I should also flip that. If you've been tested a lot by Saturn, you know, during this cycle, and you've been given a reprieve, this kind of slowed down backwards direction since March, then that test could be back on. So you have to kind of weigh it in whatever scenario you're in. So when we start to go through the signs, Aries, Saturn moving around, going direct on Saturday the 13th, you are now ready to see some authority-type people come forward and be willing to get serious with you, or you're ready now to see some next chapter for that, you know, boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher, director type person. It can be a time when you're ready to really set up those next level structures or make some long-term commitments or get ambitious or tackle the next responsibilities. And for Aries, you know, it is definitely about legal matters, travel plans, foreign interests, people at a distance, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, weddings, religion, and politics. So if you've had a dry spell or if you've just been focusing on the past, this is now go time. And it is really going to be amped up and serious from Saturday the 13th of August until September 10th when something major peaks there. In the week ahead, Venus is going to be, first of all, coming up against that Saturn energy on Saturday. So, you know, and then she's going to really start to work with the other planets in a much more positive way on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So for Aries, this is about opportunities for you to make money with job opportunities. So if you're out of work, pursue that, send out your resume, set up interviews. If you're in a job, you can meet the right people. You can add something to the scenario income-wise. When it comes to health interests that Aries might have, there may be a woman who can benefit you in one of these areas. There also may be some kind of income to be made in the health industry. If you're looking for love, look for it in the workplace or when you're out there at the gym or hiking or doing something healthy. Also expect that there can be some really good moments in this week ahead with animals and with paperwork and coworkers. So Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, these are your key days. And this big full moon on the 18th this is something coming to an end, wrapping up, or being achieved and celebrated with your friends, your group activities, what you're trying to do online with astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, your aspirations or original ideas. For Taurus, Saturn has been in this holding pattern since March, and now on Saturday the 13th, it's going forward. Major important four-week window coming up in this forward direction for Taurus, which means it is now time to get real and get serious, make some endings, make some commitments, tackle the responsibilities, deal with higher-up type people involved, get ambitious about all those financial arenas, first of all. So if you need to deal with the loan, the taxes, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, insurance, the alimony, child support, commissions, whatever that financial matter might be. If there's divorce scenarios that you need to deal with, this will help you do that. Anything that would have to do with your sex life. So I don't know. I mean, I guess serious, I guess then if you've been thinking about making some kind of somebody, committing to yourself intimately to get back out there. If there's a relationship that needs to end, that's intimate, then you're into this next chapter with that as you go forward. This can be about mortality issues or reproductive needs for Taurus. So if there is something that needs to kind of shift around, if you need to structure something around that, if you need to get some commitments going around that, definitely these 4 weeks ahead, major, major player time for all of that. And finally, I guess, third-party scenarios for Taurus. If you've been trying to work with a partner and a, investor, or, maybe you're trying to figure something out between two people you're attracted to, whatever the triangle might be, maybe it's your kid and your partner and you, and trying to work something out with that, then you're now ready to move forward in those third-party scenarios and take that into the next level as well. So, again, in all those areas, overcoming obstacles, starting to see something clearly that has been foggy or, kept behind the scenes over this last year, is what you're working to achieve over this next 4 weeks, and then kind of expect that to start to lift after the 10th of September. Okay, Venus in this week ahead. Taurus, this is your ruler. Obviously, that kind of puts you right at the center stage, and it's in a wonderful area for Taurus. It's in your house of true love, children, creativity, recreation. So, you're going to be really active with that stuff on this week ahead. Now, Saturday the 13th, you're going to see whatever the obstacle is. What is the challenge? What do I have to overcome here? Is it a financial, sexual, divorce, mortality, third-party scenario, reproductive need, whatever that, Saturn energy is. But then the rest of the week, you really start to get into the flow with this Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And remember that Tuesday is the day that North Node of Destiny starts to point you towards where the future lies with this love, the creativity, the fun, the kids. So make some commitments to yourself. Start something on that day. Get out and about. See who you might possibly meet on that day. And then with the full moon in Aquarius on the 18th for Taurus, this is about something culminating for you guys. It can be a big career moment. So if you guys have been, working to get that promotion or to launch that business or to, get the recognition for what you're doing on the career, you could see that coming through by Thursday the 18th. If you've been thinking about retiring or wrapping up a big project on the career front, you could see that happening as well. Also, this is about big personal life kind of goals. So there might be, if you've been trying to buy a house or get married or, have a baby or send your kids off to college or retire, whatever the big life goal might be, you could see that peaking. And then this can also, besides career and personal goals, be some kind of apex for the Tauruses involving a higher up authority type person. So there could be something culminating with a boss, a teacher, a mentor, a parent, somebody like that. So again, because this is in the social realm, you might be, you know, surrounded by a lot of people at this time, or maybe there's an internet site to something coming in here, or a gathering, or something about your personal aspirations in the mix that is bringing this to a culmination. As with all full moons, you want to kind of work towards what you would like to see achieved, because you know you're going to have this, you know, added boost from the cosmos by Thursday the 18th. All right, so for Gemini, Saturn turning around to go direct on Saturday the 13th of August. Gemini, this is about relationships for you guys. So you've been either in this holding pattern or slowed down since March, and so wherever you were as far as it goes with personal relationships like a romantic or marriage partner, or with business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, all of those types of relationships are what we're talking about. This now starts to go forward as far as the ability to make some long-term commitments, or to end something that you now know you're done with, or to structure something in a new way going forward, or to tackle responsibilities in a new way or get ambitious. So you want to kind of look for things that are shifting on Saturday as you get ready to move into this direction. Remember that it's the things that you are going to do between this Saturday the 13th and the 10th of September over the next 4 weeks. Hugely important to set the stage. You want to overcome obstacles. You want to look at, you know, challenging yourself in these ways so that you can clear something that's been foggy or going on behind closed doors or has some karmic ramifications to it over these next 4 weeks. With Venus in this week ahead, it's focusing mostly on the home and family, you know, arenas for Gemini. Very active. A lot of it's very positive. You do have that challenge on Saturday the 13th as Venus comes up to this new Saturn direct. And so, you know, whatever's going on with that key person, you're going to have to be in there and doing whatever Venus is asking of you with love or the woman or the income opportunity in the home or with the real estate deal, with the move, the renovation, or with the family, the parent, the roommate, or something that might be really strictly focused on your security needs or your emotional needs in the situation. But then as the week plays on, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it gets very, very positive as you're moving forward with these home, family, real estate, renovation, move, parent, roommate scenarios. And note that Tuesday, the 15th, is that North Node Destiny Day. So this is setting this off into a new direction, new chapter. I mean, you might stay in a similar direction, but you're ready for the next chapter where destiny is concerned. So you want to kind of pay attention. There may be some event-oriented things here, or, you might just have that idea and know what it is you want. And then when we look at this full moon for Gemini, this full moon is all about something coming to a big peak by the 18th. And, you know, so this could be something wrapping up or ending, or this could be something that you are seeing come through, you're celebrating, it's an achievement, some kind of recognition. And for you guys, this is playing out in the ninth house. So you really want to kind of aim at what you want to see hit this peak in the days leading up to it. When it has anything to do with legal interests, educational pursuits, wedding plans, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, travel, or interests with people at a distance, religion, or politics. And in all of that, again, like with all the signs, there can be something social. So maybe you're, you know, attending a wedding with a friend, or you're, you know, planning a trip with a group, or your, you know, any kind of combination that would make it a social event or really help you guys pursue your aspirations in the mix. So that's where that is at. I'm going to take a sip of my drink. Hold on. All right. So for Cancer, oh boy, I have to say, since I'm a Cancer, Saturn is ready to go direct on Saturday the 13th. So you guys have been in this holding pattern or dealing with past situations since March when it comes to health matters, work situations, whatever's going on with a paperwork scenario in your life, or with hired help or coworkers or the animals or something that you're organizing or cleaning. So, you know, this is ready now to go into some new chapter or next level phase via getting serious, getting real, ending some things, committing to some things, dealing with that higher up or older established person in the mix, dealing with limits and commitments, all everything Saturn and Sirius with this. So expect to start to see things shift on Saturday. And remember that we are in a full-on amplified combination. The minute Saturn goes direct, it's now moving towards this exact square with Neptune by September 10th. So you're going to have 4 weeks to really ramp this up. It is time to get real about those things and do what needs doing. And again, with Sagittarius, it might be the legal, travel, educational, media, religious, political, wedding theme in the mix. So look at what you need to deal with that. Venus going forward in this week ahead, she's going to run right into this Saturn direct on Saturday. So when it comes to news that you're hearing about the woman or the love or the income situation or the talks that you're having or the short trip you need to take or the agreements or sales that need to come about with that, it's going to show you where you are in that scenario. For some Cancers, there might be something involving a neighbor or a brother or sister or the vehicles as well at that time. So kind of watch for what's going to pop up there. And then realize that as the week progresses, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we have this highlighted Venus energy, which can help you move forward through communicating or hearing the information you need to hear, making decisions, signing agreements, and dealing with all this stuff. As it relates to this woman or the love in your life or the income opportunity. And that Tuesday, the 15th, is that North Node of Destiny day. So this is the day where destiny is calling you to show up, you know, and for something to really be pointing towards the future for you through one of these communicative arenas. So it is a very powerful day. And then with the full moon in Aquarius on the 18th, Cancer, this is in the big, deep, intense part of the sky for you guys. So by Thursday the 18th, you can either be wrapping something up, marking the ending, celebrating, seeing some kind of achievement, and it is either in that big financial arena. So you could wrap up the loan or pay it off or land it, or you could, you know, get that new insurance policy or pay off the taxes or deal with the, you know, commission check or the alimony or child support, investments, settlements, whatever the big financial thing is. Obviously, get financial advice if this is something that you're trying to do. Don't try to do it by yourself, but there's something that could be culminating in one of those areas. Also, there is something going on here in the personal side. So it could be something big kind of climaxing in your sex life with a reproductive need, with a divorce, with a mortality issue or that third party scenario. So, you know, again, you know, there may be something, maybe you're trying to, you know, kind of figure things out online, you know, figure out the Aquarius side of this. Could be that something you're doing online or a friend is advising you or as part of this, or, you know, there's something about an aspiration you have financially here. So you can kind of figure out how that's playing in, but the big climax by the 18th. For Leo, you know, Saturn moving direct, if you guys have been in any kind of holding pattern since March when it comes to your love life, your lovers, the kids, the creative projects, or the fun, or you've been really been committed to something that's been ongoing or involved with people from the past, you know, once Saturn goes direct on Saturday the 13th, you're ready to now dive into that next chapter and something new or the next level with whatever you're involved with. So it is time. And especially from the 13th of this month until the 10th of September, as it builds to that final square to Neptune, you know, you're really being asked to overcome obstacles or to push yourself harder and to figure out, you know, where is that? Where are you in the karmic, you know, turning point with situations and people? And what is going on with the mystery or the hidden scenario in the mix? And, you know, how ambitious are you about what you want when it comes to true love and creative opportunities and projects and the children and the recreational pursuits that you have? So you start to see what that's going to be on Saturday. Venus is going to come right up and square it on Saturday, which is going to show you, oh, okay, now I got to really get serious about making money or deal with an income situation, or I need to do something about my purchases or my possessions in the scenario. So expect to get busy in that area. And then as the week flows out ahead of us, Venus is going to really start to move into some really great alignments. And so that's when you're really going to start to get into your groove with income, opportunities, possessions, and purchases or products that you're selling. And so, you know, I would definitely say that with Venus here, this could be that the income side of this is amplified in a nice way, or there is something going on with women or beauty or love in the mix that is benefiting you. Definitely note that on Tuesday the 15th is your North Node Destiny Day with this. It is the day when you can launch towards that next chapter in a very big way. So something may cross your path on Tuesday. And then I would say that the full moon on the 18th for Leo, I mean, holy cow, you guys, you Leos, it's a pretty spectacular week for you guys, because the full moon is in your relationship zone. So, you know, there is some kind of epic high point here, either with a romantic relationship or a business partnership or the client or the specialist or the representative or the opponent, you know. So you're either wrapping something up or you are celebrating or achieving what that next level was by the 18th. For Virgo, gosh, you guys have Saturn has been kind of in this holding pattern or dealing with the past or ongoing scenarios in the home, with your roommates, with your family, your parents, any real estate deals, renovations, moves, or around your security needs or the kind of the grounding roots of your life. And so now Saturn is ready to move forward on Saturday the 13th, and you are now ready to take things to that next level. And it's going to be very busy between then and the 10th of September when this final square is completed. So you really do want to push to overcome any obstacles to end things or structure things so they support you to make some long-term commitments, to deal with higher-up authority types that can help you pursue what you want, and to get ambitious and take the lead here. And I would say that on Saturday, as Venus squares this, it's doing it from your sign, so you may feel that push on a personal level or on a physical level as you're confronting yourself about where you are when it comes to love or income flow or woman or a woman in your life or the beauty around you. And, you know, how you feel about yourself or what you want for yourself. So kind of, you know, take the time to figure that out on Saturday as it arrives. And then realize as the week unfolds, things are going to really start to move into this stronger alignment for you, which is going to favor Virgos in an incredible way. And that Venus North Node of Destiny on Tuesday is all about you guys. So show up for yourself, show up for your body, for what you want for your brand or your image or your name or your title, show up for love, show up for income, show up with that woman or for that woman, or show up to beautify yourself. This is a really powerful day, but the whole week Venus is active, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That full moon on the 18th for Virgo is bringing that big climax for you guys on a work project or job, on a health matter, with the animals, with any paperwork you're trying to get done, or with coworkers that you're involved with or hired help, getting organized and all of that. So, you know, work towards what you want to wrap up by Thursday the 18th. You might be celebrating something or achieving something in one of those areas. It's probably got some social side to it involving friends or a group or a gathering or the internet around it, or something original you're doing, you know. But work towards that, because that's when that peaks, is by the 18th. For Libra, you know, Saturn has been in this holding pattern since the last week of March, and really about, you know, what the opportunities were for you guys to get serious and get those commitments or get those ambitions moving forward or dealing with those higher up people when it comes to your ideas, your talks and meetings and interviews, your auditions, your agreements and sales and offers, your writing, you know, all this communication flow is where it's been at for Libra mainly. But it's also about what's going on locally in your community or neighborhood, what's going on with short trips to nearby places with your vehicles, your electronics, your neighbors, and your siblings as well. So there's been a lot that you've either been kind of slowed down on there or been focusing on the past or ongoing scenario. So now that Saturn goes direct on Saturday, boom, you know, now it's really time to see the serious side of things start to move forward. You might get that, you know, very serious news or offer, or you might make that serious decision or get into that serious talk, and et cetera, et cetera. It is time to you know, structure things in a new way or make those new commitments or, you know, make that ending that sets you off in a new direction kind of scenario. And think about Sagittarius themes again, Libra, you know, is it time to make it legal or you know, get it, push those ideas and communications forward through media, broadcasting, publishing, educational realms, travel or foreign interests, weddings, religion or politics. It's on, Libra. And it's going to get very amped up over the 4 weeks ahead as it really is pushing you to overcome an obstacle involving Neptune. So it could be over that artistic, spiritual, romantic, behind the scenes, healing, addiction, hospital, any of those scenarios. So work it in the first 4 weeks because you're going to overcome that hump and then see things start to clear out. In this week ahead, as Venus meets this on Saturday, for Libra, this is about something that you are really seeing involving that woman or the love or the income situation or the beauty topic in the mix, and you really want to kind of work through that as far as, you know, what is going on here with the behind-the-scenes scenario. And then as the week plays out, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, things start to open up. You start to move into towards that north node of destiny and the opportunities that are finding you through your artistic pursuits, you know, the film, the art, the music, the painting, through your spiritual practices, through your romantic union, through your healing or dealing with institutions and hospitals and research and development. So look for north node of destiny ways forward on Tuesday with some of that, but the whole week I think holds a lot of promise once you get past the shift on Saturday. And then with Thursday the 18th, Libra, this is bringing something to a climax in your house of true love, children, creative projects, and recreation. So there should be something that is climaxing there for you guys. You might be celebrating with friends and some kind of creative project that you're wrapping up or that comes through for you. You might be doing something online, you know, with your love life or with the creative project or the kids. You might be, you know, any kind of social setting where you can amplify this love, children, creative, or fun zone. You can see things happening, celebrating, achieving, or wrapping something up by Thursday the 18th. For Scorpio, Saturn's been in this holding pattern about your income, your possessions and products or purchases since March. And so you guys, you know, when it comes to you know, the commitments, the ambitions, the higher up people involved, the way things are structured, you've been really either slowed down since March or you've been dealing with, you know, something from the past, an ongoing scenario with your income, possessions, products, purchases. So now as Saturn turns to go direct on Saturday the 13th, that's over, and now things are going to start to move forward. Now you can reach new higher up people. Now you can push your ambitions to the next level. Now you can end things that you are over, make new commitments to people or situations, or take the ones now to the next level. You know, it's time to get real. It's time to get serious. When it comes to earnings and possessions and purchases, you want to think about your Sagittarius arena right now. What can you do legally through travel, foreign markets, through media, marketing, broadcasting, educational pursuits, weddings, religion, politics, any of those Sag themes that can help you take this forward now, because Saturn is going to help you get real about it and get serious. It is going to be very, very intense as you try to overcome some obstacle or really challenge yourself to get to this next level over the next 4 weeks. And as you hit that very last Neptune square, so keep very clear about that and realize that, you know, as you are dealing with this, you just have to kind of trust that inner world. The fog will not completely lift from this for another 4 weeks and stay focused on the prize here. Venus is going to come up, and she is going to sit in a square to this on Saturday as it turns and goes direct. So that means that, you know, on Saturday there may be some challenge that you're facing with a woman or with the love or income or beauty scenario, and it will involve a friend or a group or the internet or, you know, some kind of gathering or some aspiration that you have, something in that social realm. So kind of keep your eyes open for what that might be, but then realize that as the week progresses, as you do that work and you start to get that momentum going, Venus is really going to be your friend here. Venus is going to help you via the friends and groups and internet and charities and astrology and social networking and gatherings, and it will help you to expand the income or expand the love or connect with the women or the beauty thing as you go about that. The Tuesday, the 15th, is your North Node of Destiny there, a great day for you to meet up with friends or to make a new friend or to start something new online or within a group dynamic or any of those 11th house scenarios, because this is pointing towards your future. And then with the full moon on the 18th for Scorpio, brings something to a big climax for you guys in the home, with a real estate deal, move, renovation, or with family, parents, roommates. So, you know, something might be wrapping up or ending in one of those scenarios, or you're ready or you're celebrating something there or achieving something there, you know. So focus on what it is. It's probably got a social side to it or has something to do with your aspirations or the internet or, you know, something in that Aquarian arena. But, yeah, something that you can reach by the 18th. For Sagittarius, Saturn has been in this holding pattern in your sign since March. So, you know, you guys have been kind of either really slowed down a little bit when it comes to that next ambition or that next leadership direction you want to go, or you have been dealing with past or ongoing scenarios since March. And some of this has to do with what you want, and some of this has to do with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your identity in life, you know, so focusing on those needs as well. So as of Saturday, the 13th, you guys are ready to start to take the leap into that next level of commitment, to end things so that you can get to that next level of commitment, to structure things in some new way, to deal with new higher up people or take things in current scenarios to the next level, to get ambitious. So think about what you want. Watch about, you know, the things that are kind of developing around you as things shift on Saturday. And then know that Venus is going to come up and square this on that Saturday the 13th. So something involving the woman, the love, the income, the beauty in the mix, and will play out around your goals or your career front or your reputation, or again, could involve that authority person. So I would assume this would probably be a female, or it could be an authority person, I guess, tied in with your money, your income situation. But if, you know, a female could be a female boss or a mother or, you know, somebody in that higher up position. So whatever that is coming up and kind of pushing you on Saturday, pay attention to it, because then things are really going to, as you do that work, as you start to be ready to move forward into your next level, you're going to see Venus really start to roll out in the week ahead and help you Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's going to help you get towards your goals in love or with money or with women or beauty. She's going to help you in the career front. She's going to help you with your reputation or fame or those dealings with the parent, boss, director, mentor, teacher, higher-up authority person. Note that Tuesday the 15th is that North Node of Destiny day. Something can open up in a great way. Take a leap of faith or at least, you know, start to move towards the direction you would like to see yourself go on that day, because that is a journey that is going to unwind over the period ahead. And then with the full moon on Thursday, the 18th, Sag, this is in your communication realm. So you can be, you know, finally you get the news that you've been waiting to hear, or the offer comes through, you sign the agreement, you make the sale. Maybe there's the big important talk or meeting or interview or audition. Could be something big coming to fruition with a writing project, or you're wrapping up that writing project. And then also in the mundane side, this can be something big going on with a brother, a sister, the neighbors, the vehicles, the electronics, short trips, local activities. So, you know, either you're celebrating and achieving, or you're marking innings and wrapping things up, and that culminates by the 18th. For Capricorn, Saturn has been in this holding pattern since March when it comes to karmic past life unions and clandestine romances, when it comes to romantic getaways and your ability to do that, when it comes to your spiritual practices like prayer, meditation, yoga, when it comes to any magical or psychic interests, when it comes to your artistic pursuits like film, music, dance, poetry, painting, when it comes to addictions or bad habits, when it comes to healing or hospitals or research and development. So Capricorn, you're kind of all over the board there in a very wide boundaryless house where this is playing out for you guys. So you've either been dealing with that past scenario or you've been, kind of held back and waiting to get serious about the next level. So on Saturday the 13th, this turns around and goes forward. So now brand new people or brand new situations or taking that situation you're in to a completely different level via the commitments you're now ready to make or endings that are about to occur or, getting ambitious or dealing with responsibilities differently or structuring things differently. So, again, really focusing on goals you have moving forward. Or those authority-type people moving forward in these scenarios and where you can get real. Expect it to really rev up over the next 4 weeks as you come to that final square with Neptune by September 10th. It is time to push yourself. There may be some obstacles to overcome, but you are going to see yourself get over this hump about what is real and what is not, where the serious lines can be drawn. You're going to figure it out, and things are going to start to shift in that direction starting on Saturday. And Venus is going to come right up and square it, so it's going to push you. It's definitely going to be an obstacle or a challenge, here that involves love or income or a woman, and it has something to do with travel or someone at a distance. The legalities, the wedding plans, the educational side of things, the media marketing side of things, or the religious or political side of things. So you know what your scenario is then. Plan on pushing yourself or dealing with this obstacle on Saturday as you see things start to move forward. And then realize as the week unfolds, wow, then Venus is going to start to come into alignment and start to help you to get where you need to go with this love, income, or female situation through travel, distance, media, marketing, weddings, education, legal, religious, or political themes. And that Tuesday the 15th is the North Node of Destiny with Venus. So there may be some kind of event orientation thing happening around that time with one of these themes, or you might just really find that you are now ready. You've got that energy to start to move towards your destiny on your own, and you will start that then and see where that leads because you have good energy behind doing so. And then that full moon on Thursday the 18th brings a big climax around your income, possessions, products, or purchases. So this is a time of the year when you can really see something that you're, wrapping up and celebrating and achieving, or you're ending something that you're done with. And there's probably a social side to this, so it might involve a friend, associate, group, the internet, gathering of some sort, but definitely is about bringing this to a peak. For Aquarius, Saturn going direct on Saturday, on Saturday the 13th. You guys have been in this kind of either slowed down holding period since March with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, your personal aspirations, freedom, and original ideas, or you've been working on or connected to or scenarios there and really, figuring out what you needed to do. But now as Saturn goes direct on Saturday the 13th, you are now ready to start to move into new social situations or new aspirations, or to take the ones you're in to that next level. And you're going to do that through Saturn, through getting real, structuring things in new ways, ending things that are blocking you, committing long-term to some things you're ambitious about, reaching out to those higher-up peoples and setting goals that can move you forward. And expect this to get very, very busy and intense over the next 4 weeks because you're coming up against that last final square to Neptune. So you are trying to figure out how to clear out turn the corner with whatever has been going on behind the scenes or you haven't seen clearly there, and you will still not see completely clearly until you get past the 10th of September. So just, hone in on what you need to do, focus on it, work towards it, get social, and figure out where you need to go. Venus is going to square this on Saturday the 13th. So there is some kind of challenge with a female or the love or income scenario in the mix. And it's playing out in a deep area for Aquarius, so it'll probably either be about, something pushing you or challenging you about sex or the divorce or the big financial picture or some third-party triangle scenario. So, you know, just look at it for what it is, get real about it on Saturday, and then realize Venus will start to then move in your direction and work for you the rest of the week. Highlighted on Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, again, very much bringing love, women, income opportunities through big shared financial scenarios or what's going on through the divorce or your sex life, reproductive life, third-party scenarios. So, and then that North Node Destiny Day, sorry, on Tuesday, big day for setting off in the direction of your destiny, that you pay attention to anything that might cross your path that day, but definitely set your intentions to move towards what you want in love or with income or women on that day. And then with the full moon on the 18th on Thursday, that's in your sign, Aquarius. So this is like a big moment for you. Once a year we all get one of those full moons in our sign. So this is the big time for Aquarius to be celebrated or to get some recognition or to be center stage in a situation they're involved in. It can be when they are ending something that has been going on within their body or with their brand or their image or their name or their title or some personal thing they've been involved in, or they can be celebrating and achieving what they've been working towards and really noting that by Thursday the 18th. So aim high, Aquarius. It's all about you, and something will be peaking by Thursday. For Pisces, Saturn has been in this retrograde holding pattern, you know, since March, or it has been really asking you to focus on the past and ongoing situations. When it comes to your ambitions, your responsibilities, the commitments, the endings, the higher-up authority type people. And for Pisces, it's all been focused on a career situation or your personal goals and ambitions or those authority figures. So, you know, the boss, the parent, the mentor, the director, the teacher, the judge, some kind of higher-up person. So as of Saturday the 13th, this all starts to turn around. You break that holding pattern. You're now ready to start to move into the next level of ambition or commitment or end that thing and move on from it. You are now ready to meet new opportunities and get serious about them on the career front or with those goals or those higher up people that might now start to enter your life again from new quarters. This is going to be very intense from Saturday the 13th until September 10th, when Saturn comes to that final Neptune square. There's a lot going on that's probably, you know, either foggy or hidden, or you don't see it clearly enough yet. You're not going to see it completely clearly until this list on the 10th of September, but you do need to get real about moving this thing forward. So trust your gut, take it one day at a time. You know, be careful with just your choices, but definitely be ambitious about where you want to take this. Note that on Saturday the 13th, Venus squares it, so you will be dealing with some issue or obstacle, or you're challenging yourself when it comes to the love in the mix or the income scenario or the woman. And this focuses on a relationship. So that challenge is either with a romantic partner or a business partner, a client or the specialist or the agent or attorney or competitor or opponent. So whatever you see come up on Saturday the 13th, let it be a guide to you in what it is you need to really work out over these next 4 weeks. And then realize in the week ahead, Venus is going to start to work well for you. She's going to start to help you move in the direction you need to go for love or income or the women via that relationship. So Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, standout days with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, even dealing with the competitor, opponent type person. And know that on Tuesday the 15th, that is the day the North Node of Destiny is with this. Definitely a day to move towards your destiny. Definitely a day that could be event oriented or just helps you start down that road. You should feel it, but be, you know, consciously trying to make choices towards that too, because you always want to work with the energy. It's a great day for that. And then the full moon on Thursday the 18th brings a big climax for you guys in the mystical, hidden magical zone of the 12th house. So, you know, gosh, this could be several different things for the Pisces. This could be that on by Thursday, you guys are either wrapping something up, ending something, achieving what you've been working on, or celebrating something big in some social setting. And this would be, or tied to an aspiration, and this would be involving either an artistic pursuit something with film, music, poetry, painting, dance, sculpture, any muse-related theme. This could be something that is escalating and climaxing around a past life karmic union or clandestine romance or romantic getaway, something going on behind the scenes romantically. This could be something culminating in your spiritual life. You could have, you know, get a message from the other side. You could hit some kind of peak experience in your yoga or meditation or through prayer. This could be some kind of big moment in your soul abilities or interests. It could be something really culminating with an addiction that you've been dealing with or a bad habit, or something with healing or hospitals. And then finally, it could be something big climaxing with research and development, something you've been working on behind the scenes, finally reaching that apex. So work towards it. You know, you want to wrap it up or celebrate it. And that is all the signs. I know we had a lot to cover this time, but it's a powerful week ahead. I hope everybody has a spectacular one moving into this big, crazy forward direction that we're all about to go into. It's Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week at the same time. Have a great week.